ARRL Field Service Manager Mike Walters, W8ZY, serves as the point of contact for section managers. These folks have taken on a tremendous responsibility to serve ARRL members and ham radio in general. They're the ones who facilitate the work of ARRL in the field, and we want to make sure they have every tool available to them, said Walters. After a day of hard work in the conference room, the group of volunteers activated W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station. You can read more about this training at ARRL News. As ARRL continues the September series of National Preparedness Month, we turn to a critical element for radio amateurs and especially Amateur Radio Emergency Service ARES volunteers, their station. Many hams have a home station from which we operate on a regular basis. Is your station set up to operate or have the ability to operate off-grid or on alternate power sources? There are many ways to set this up and to run on battery power, and could even be done temporarily if you don't have a permanent battery backup situation. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says it is easier than ever now to have a backup. With the new batteries out there and solar technology both improving in quality and decreasing in price, building a resilient station is no longer difficult or expensive, he said. Johnson encourages ham radio operators to think about powering more than just one radio or in an alternate power source. Do you have lights that could run off the battery source? Do you have an alternate power source for your computer? What about your internet connection? Is there a backup for it, he asked. Johnson says backup generators are great, but sometimes they only feed certain circuits in your home. Amateurs should test their ham radio to ensure that it is powered by the generator. If the whole house system does not power the station, a portable generator could be an option. Key to the test is the system under the blue sky conditions to ensure that it works. Check for RF noise and potential power drop. Having backup antennas is also critical, especially if we are dealing with storms. It may be useful to have alternate antennas on hand, especially on HF and VHF, said Johnston. You can read our previous stories about National Preparedness Month at ARRL.org/news. Jamboree on the air, JODA, and Jamboree on the internet. JODA is the world's largest digital scout event using amateur radio and the internet.